This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I'd like to call on Patricia Young for a few minutes just to give us an update on where we are on the website before year's end. There are a number of commitments that were made and what we're going to try and finish off doing before the end of the year. And I want to just say in a couple of sentences how much I appreciate what Patricia has done, along with Alec and Way and all the people that have worked on this website project. It's been really a team effort and a lot of effort. So I want to thank you and send the word forth to those that aren't here how much we appreciate what's been done. But there are some final things that are coming about before the end of the year, and I'd like to call on Patricia to tell everyone where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm here to provide you with an update of some of the projects that are in the website improvement initiative that you first heard about at the November 5th meeting, and I'll reference agenda document 09-74. The first project is to add all MERS to the website. And what that means is we're going back from 1998 to 1975. We have contracted and have staff that are working on posting to the website all of these MERS. The benefit will be a complete electronic library with search capabilities for all of the closed enforcement cases from 1975 to the present. We're right now testing the documents, testing the interface, and this will be up and completed by the end of the year. The second project is the administrative fine program integration with Enforcement Query System. And what this means is simply adding all of the admin fine cases to what we call EQS, which currently has all MERS from 1999 forward and all ADR cases forward. Again, the benefit is an electronic library with the AQS search capabilities, providing all of the different types of closed actions in the enforcement realm. We are, again, testing and publishing these cases into the web system, and it will be turned on before the end of the year and populated with administrative fine cases. Coupled with that, the addition of admin fine cases to EQS is something that's called the EQS enhancements. And what that feature is the Boolean search capability being added to EQS, similar to what we have in the advisory opinion search system. There'll also be a presentation of documents in a split screen feature, which will provide navigation assistance, features that we don't now have in EQS. And then finally, I just add for the AO search system, we have the project to go back in time and add AO-related documents. We have all final opinions up from 1975 forward. And this year, we have added all concurring and dissenting opinions. And we have gone and added another 9 years back to 1990 of all the AO-related documents. This is an ongoing project working with OGC policy staff and Public Records Office staff. So that will continue into the new year. And that pretty much wraps up where we're at on these projects.
Well, thank you very much. That's a great piece of work. And I know it's not been easy. And whenever a project like this is undertaken, there are little things that show up that weren't anticipated, and they cause additional amounts of work and thought and consternation sometimes. I know we experienced that, but it's still on track and on time. It's been a great commitment. And I went in to see Patricia the other day, and she was working on the index as we spoke, and said there was 5 other people working full-time on the project. So thank you for your commitment. One question I had was the point you made about the sophistication of the search capability for the MERS. And as I understand it right now, they'll be online, but the search capability won't be the same sophistication as the AOs are right now, which did receive a lot of favorable comment from the outside. And so I think, as I understand it, the theory is ultimately to bring those up into the same sophistication, which may even be some degree greater than the EQS enhancement that we have now.
Correct. The addition of the MERS from 1975 through 1978 will have search capabilities of complainant respondent name, statute, reg site, subject matter, open date, close date. It won't have a text search capability search feature. That's phase 2 that will take us into the next year. It will have other search capabilities to help people come up with particular cases.
Well, even now, it's so much more advanced than people would have imagined at the beginning of the year that it'd be a great step forward.
It will, because until we switch this on, the MERS from that time period are only available on microfilm in the public records office, so this will benefit.
So when do you suppose we can send out a streamer on our website that says, press this button and you'll have a MERS to look at? When will that be?
That I don't know. I know there's greater IT strategic initiatives underway to get to that point, but I think that's in the future. Yeah. Have to confirm.
But you'll be able to reach the MERS immediately, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yes.
So as you say, when can you press the button and be able to actually access those? Are we ready now or in a rough way?
It'll be by the end of the year, when you go onto the EQS page, there'll be a button with an option to search MERS from 1975 to 1998, and it'll open up with an interface that presents various search criteria that you can search on, and also just a straight list of the cases if you want to browse through them all.
Well, Jan Baron will still be honest to make sure we do it to, by year, of course. But that should be fairly easy, too, if we ever decide we want to do that.
Correct.
Well, again, thank you, Patricia, and thank everybody and your staff.